Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6481. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6481. That's 800-575-6481. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. That's CleanOrigin.com.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. You know, at 1:30, we're going to talk with the Camden County Commissioner, Jeff Nash. He's the person, I commend him. I think two commissioners there spoke out saying, no. Eastern High School, you can't be sanctioning a walkout to essentially, and that's what they would have done, and that's what these kids are up to, attack Israel over what's going on in Gaza. And that was scheduled to happen this week. Now it's postponed to a peace event for innocent people of the world. Well, we'll see how that turns out. But he'll be here at 1:30 to talk about that. And when you look at Columbia, here's an example of a local high school until they were stopped sanctioning, apparently, the idea of a school walkout over what? What is it that the kiddos and the administration over there in Eastern High School in Voorhees, New Jersey, what is it they would have Israel doing this? Tell us what it is you would have them do. The problem with these people all the time is you cannot get a specific answer, because when they give you the specific answer, they know that's it. It's over for their sides. If they're saying a ceasefire, okay. Give us back the hostages. Wouldn't that be something you would do? Why should Israel have a ceasefire until they get the hostages back? Or why should they have a ceasefire at all until they kill every one of the people that are part of Hamas? Every single one of them, if it takes 50 years, 20 years, I don't care what it is, kill every single one of them. Well, you can't do that because they're going to use people as shields, so you're prevented from doing it. That seems to be the argument. So what's going on in Columbia is Columbia University, is Eastern High School just a place, and I'm sure, I'm reading the commentary in 6ABC, they have these kids, miniature activists. What do they know? Now, look, I don't bring kids onto the show because it's unfair. But it seems to me, hearing some of their comments to the media, we know exactly where they're going. They're blaming Israel. They're neglecting any of the real questions that are involved here. What is it exactly Israel supposed to do? And you know what they're saying. Just stop it. That's what they're supposed to do. Israel is conducting this in a manner much better than any nation could be expected. You can imagine if that were us and what happened on October 7th, what we'd be calling for. And I would be calling for it too. Day after day, year after year, this nonsense we're seeing play out. And I think people like Jeff Nash and others, by voicing this, did a good job. He'll be here at 1:30 to talk about why he spoke out against this. But it's broader than just Eastern High School. That's the point. Okay. Now, this guy, McGarvey, I don't think I've seen him before. I was going back in my mind when we had that big senator from Oklahoma want to spar with the other union guy. I think that was the UAW guy, Dan, or the Teamsters. I don't think it was the North American Building Trades, right? Did I remember?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it was a smaller guy than this guy. Listen to this comment, though, after they endorsed Biden yesterday. They were endorsed, asked about, well, why not Trump? Trump's got connection, building trades, etc. And then he disses MAGA voters, and then he disses other members of his union. And I want to have a little chat here with union members. Why is this happening with union after union here, or so, most unions?
So yeah. That was the Teamsters boss,
Teamsters.
Sean O'Brien.
Yeah, that's it, right.
Yeah, this one's the...
McGarvey.
Yeah, building trades, McGarvey.
McGarvey, North American building trades. So they're apparently, according to most accounts, one of the biggest of the unions, at least one of the most powerful with clout, North American building trades. That's pretty big, a big umbrella group endorsing Biden. Here's what he said.
That was a pretty powerful video and a real turnaround from when you first endorsed former President Trump, or at least listened to him and hoped that his promises would come true. What do you say to hardworking Americans who don't have time to, you know, clue in on every detail of every trial he's involved with or every promise he made, who support Trump almost blindly, but they connect with him, even members of your union? What do you say to them about who this man is?
Well, quite honestly, we're not going to waste a lot of time talking to every American that supports Donald Trump, and we're not going to waste a lot of time with some of our members that support Donald Trump, because we're not going to change their minds. What we're going to concentrate on is the 10 to 15% of our members who we can have a conversation with and explain to them the facts, give them the projects that they're actually working on, the way they're feeding their family today, you know, how that project came about. It came about through three monumental pieces of legislation after he saved our pensions that are now creating the biggest infrastructure boom this country has ever seen. We call it the infrastructure generation that Joe Biden's creating. And in our opinion, it's the only time in history we can compare it to is when the GIs came back from saving the world from tyranny in World War II.
All right. So he goes on to say, I'm sure they're saving the world from tyranny, GI Bill. The nerve of this guy. So this is the GI Bill. Now, this is let's start there. This is sacred ground. The GI Bill was absolutely correct. Makes a lot of sense. Is something that government did right. Anybody object to that one? I didn't think so. Okay? That sacrifice. In what universe is this union in the league of GIs going off to defend us? In what universe is Biden doing anything here like the GI Bill? What he's doing is trying to buy votes. What he's doing is to go down in history, spend big, Joe, all the historians and all. What he did is create inflation, Mr. McGarvey, that is biting away at middle-class union members. The other part I object to here is, remember who's doing this to feed our families. So this is the union thing again. A, Trump is somebody who's sensitive to this. So the idea is he's going to give you all this of taxpayer money. You will overlook how out of step Biden and the National Democrat Party are with the beliefs of patriotic union members. Isn't that, sir, what this comes down to? So he's giving you something. Republicans face this all the time. Democrats are going to give you something if you're in the union. Taxpayer monies, sometimes excessive. So you have to go with them. It doesn't matter what you're signing off to. The deal is they're going to take money from us, give it to you to stay in power. And it doesn't matter the corruption of traditional American values that they are about. Isn't that what's being said here?
I think they have a word for it.
Yes.
Sellout.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm tired of this tired out. A lot of these guys, let's face it, are Irish union leaders who have been corrupted, though, by they get a lot, big salaries and all the rest of it.
I'm not a big fan of the rat.
By going along with all the things that are these progressive values, being the front group to sell them and to try to gain support. And all I hear is, well, we don't agree with them. Okay, then, how did they all get elected up and down the ranks, people like this guy? How? 855-839-1210. So does Biden reflect the value system and the National Democratic Party where it is on a host of issues that are progressive values? That's where Biden has gone. I guess they could argue the first time around in 2020, he was more moderate, slightly liberal Joe, even though that's not true. That was the argument. He has governed as a progressive. He's proud of that. Not just the spending, but the cultural values. That's where he is. Illegal immigration. African-American communities, many people in an uproar about this. You see it in Chicago and other places.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But also with Biden. Why in the world are we spending all this money? Why are we bringing people here in this manner? Jewish Democrats taking a look with where they are in Israel and any number of other things. But across the board, the transgender nonsense. The inflation.
Yeah, well, that's the big one for me is the young generation and not being able to start a life.
Exactly.
You know, where do you look? It's the inflation. It's high taxes.
Right.
Who's to blame?
Well, I think this guy, if we could get McGarvey on, I'd like to do it in studio because then it'd be over the tables within 30 seconds.
Yep.
But they're saying we're going to get something from these guys. Screw you and screw those values. Yeah, let's go to Gary in Philly here on Talk Radio 1210. Gary, good afternoon.
Greetings. How you doing, Tom?
Good. Is this Gary in University City? That Gary?
Absolutely, and I'm part of the Communication Workers Union. Yes, I am.
Okay.
And, you know, Joe Biden's still with the Auto Workers Union. You see what Donald Trump sold them out. So that's the natural reason why they're going to go with President Biden. I mean, if you're for working families, fair wages, it's just like it's a natural. And, yes, we are definitely going that way. I was listening to you. Everything that you said, you and Dom, me and you have been talking for a long time. But, Dom, you know, these young people are 7-1 liberal. You are going the way of high-button boots. And you know, so, anybody, yes?
So, Gary, you think then traditional America, it's over, even though President Trump—
It's over.
One in 2016, almost one in 2020. You think that's
can I ask
it?
You something?
So I'm going to ask you, Gary. Gary, what's the what's the value? Is it abortion? Is it something else? Where you say that America is gone and that young people are just going to be progressive, Gary, for generations? Look at the '60s. Come on, people, when they're young, are liberal, and they grow to a different sensibility. Go ahead,
Dom. The reason why you tolerate me and I tolerate you is because we're pretty much the same coin. We're on the opposite sides, but we're pretty much the same coin, okay? On any given time, if you give me enough beers, I might be able to come over to your side, vice versa, because Frank Rizzo, he was just two beers away from being a Democrat or a liberal. So that's where we grew up in. Dom, these people are different. They're not me. They're not you. These people, they cannot. I can talk to a Republican. I might not agree with a darn thing you say, but I can have a conversation with you. You will be canceled and sent to the void. And these people do not tolerate your views. And this is me talking to you, Don. They don't tolerate your views. They don't like your lifestyle. They don't like how you look at them. They don't like how you judge them. The first thing, they want to be able to go over, get a job, and leave at any given time. I don't subscribe to that, but this is their new world. This is their world now, Tom.
Well, I don't know about that because this world, Gary, and
they are outnumbering us.
Wait a minute, though. You made a point, though. You might be kind of a classic liberal, like a Bill Maher kind of liberal. I get what you're saying.
No, Bill Maher's not a liberal. I'm a liberal.
Well,
Bill Maher's a Democrat.
Okay.
I'm a liberal.
Well, he'll be on May 13th. I hope you call in when we have him on to tell him that. And, Gary, the point is that we've seen this before. I think the numbers are not as big as you think. The canceling thing, you and I are unified on. That's a good point. That's what I respect.
You know what makes this different? You know what makes it different, Dom? It was no internet when you were growing up, Dom.
Okay, here's my producer, Dan. Wait a minute, Gary. Here's my producer, Dan, who you know of, and he's in that.
I just want to make a comment on this because it's an interesting commentary that's going on right now. And I don't disagree with you, Gary. I do think the Overton window is kind of moving to the left with the younger generation. But to think that there's not going to be like what you're almost proposing is a uniparty system moving forward. I mean, we live in a bipartisan country, so I think there will always be space for conservative values one way or another. You don't think so?
All right. Do you know why? It's not going to happen that way. Because anybody that may open and sound like you, right, you may have to talk to somebody like me, okay? I'm not here anymore. So when somebody sounds like you, you are sent to the void.
All right, well, Gary, I am so glad you.
I don't completely agree with it because I understand like the loudest voices of the young generation.
Let me just talk.
Parting comment. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, go. Yep.
I just want to ask him something. Okay, removes himself. Right, it's very few people of his age that think like him, that interact with people that think like him, or that want to be around people that think like him. Because as soon as you say that, they're going to say, wow, then they'll defriend you an hour later.
All right. Well, Gary, thank you. Gary, I'm glad you're still out there. We always love you.
I have a response for it, though, Dom.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Who knows? Germantown Joe might call in here, Dan, any moment here. That's a blast from the past. But go ahead. What's your response?
Yeah, my response is, I mean, he's right. And to a degree, he's right. And that's the most vocal of the young generation. When you look on social media, when you look all over the postings, what you see is a bunch of people stuck at home, the liberal mindset of being in the basement, the progressives, and it's a perpetual online narrative. And when you read that, then yeah, you get the idea that this young generation is all progressive. But if you actually talk to the young generation, as they try to buy homes, as they try to raise children, a lot of what you're seeing now is a shift to the right, because people recognize that this utopia that's been sold to them their entire lives by Democrats, by the media, is false. It's false. It's not true. There's not this utopia out there. And when you actually try to enter adulthood, that there is a space for conservative values. I look at, you know, humor, comedy. When you look at men in my generation, there's a lot of, you know, what happened to the Chappelle Show? What happened to South Park? What happened to the good old days of, you know, great comedy where you didn't have to worry about what was coming at you with the cancel culture? There is a pushback from the younger generation. I do think there will always be space for conservative values in a bipartisan country.
All right, coming up, and this is a wild card to Dan's point, I just see that Congress has passed a bill that forces the sale of TikTok. I'm still in the camp. Anthony DiRenzo today sent me something to his credit. It was like 6 in the morning. I don't know if you'd be up not. He sent me a text. I've been up since 4:45. Come on now. Give it the program about TikTok and what happens next. All right. Give us your response to Gary, too. And this guy, McGarvey, gone off and saying, we're not going to talk to these Trump supporters in our union. In fact, we're only going to talk to 10 to 15% of our union. We're not going to go through this whole debate. And again, if we don't want to have this enmity with unions, we need fewer guys like this. They're essentially saying, we're getting our cut from Biden. That's it. Is Biden lifting up the middle class? Where's the evidence of that? He's anointing winners, the unions, like this guy. And they're smart enough to realize that they're being saddled with inflation at the same time. So how much are they getting? The rest of people without the union largesse that they're getting are getting hit with inflation. Biden is trying to pick off various forces enough to get elected. And the prices, inflation, regulation, abortion on demand, all these other things. I'm tired of hearing, well, we don't support that. All right, how is it that all these big unions then have people that are this progressive? I like it, though. They're aggressive, Dan. They'll get in your face. I mean, we've had this over the years. Johnny Dock and I have had some good things back and forth. 8 and 5, 8 and 5.
Get a call from Johnny somehow?
I'm not a big fan of the rap.
But he's mellowed in the last number of years. I'm talking 10 years ago, even. 855-839-1210. Pat Gillespie, who became very friendly. Big building trades. Pat Gillespie, think of the name Gillespie, Dan. He said alcohol's a poison. We shouldn't be selling. Wait a minute. What kind of Irish union leader says alcohol's a poison?
Wait a minute. He said it like this.
Yeah.
Alcohol is poison, Dominic.
He did say it like that, Jim. Yeah. I was like in shock. You've got to be kidding me. Does your membership know that? All right. 855-839-1210. Any young conservatives out there? Maybe you've never called in before. Females, too. All right, so is this a bygone generation, what we're seeing at the Columbia University?
Hey, so I'm just going to put this out there. Gary's over at youtube.com/@12NWPHT. He just popped his head into the chat. So if you want to follow up and have a direct conversation with Gary, who just called us, youtube.com/@12NWPHT, and he's a great person to talk with about that side of things.
Yeah, and exactly. This is what talk radio is all about, though. You hear from, it used to be Germantown Joe. Tom Maher and Germantown Joe, Dan. I'm telling you, all-time talk radio. Then he switched off to me a little bit. All right.
The one thing I want to stress, though, just as a moderator on the YouTube chats and our social medias, nothing but respect people, please. If you start being disrespectful
don't
throwing hate around,
nonsense.
No.
I'm fine with opposing points of view, particularly when they're quirky and funny on this.
Oh, yeah.
855.
Someone else, sorry, don't mean to keep going, but someone else that has appeared in the chat recently is the guy who refuses to allow you to say former President Trump, Jimmy Matthews.
In there.
A lot going on the youtube.com/@12NWPHD feed. Go check it out.
All right. Should I say about Chris Matthews, former MSNBC host? No, I'll say MSNBC host.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's an honor. He helped create cable. He deserves to be called MSNBC host.
But the thing is, though, today's side question being, who's got an annoying voice? Chris Matthews was mentioned. Do you think that's fair?
No, I know what it is. It's a little bit of the spittle thing. That's what it is. Yeah. The voice is fine.
Yeah.
You guys are too critical on voices here. Brutal. I mean, Dylan, Barbara Streisand, my God. 855-839-1210. Rescue us. Get on board here on Talk Radio 1210.
Mr. President, you got a lot of support in Pennsylvania, tremendous support. I've never seen it this big before, honestly. And I know the primary, I know you wish you could be with us, but I just want you to know that the people of Pennsylvania are with you. This is unconscionable what they're doing to you, but we're with you.
You've been so great, and I appreciate it. And get everybody out to vote. They got to get out to vote. We just want to send a signal, because I really believe that November 5th, that's Election Day, it will be the most important period, most important day in the history of our country.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
QC Kinetics announces the arrival of National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Sheinkamp, an acclaimed orthopedic surgeon with two decades of experience and extensive research in regenerative medicine.
But I was one of the first orthopedic surgeons to do it, and at the same time, I integrated clinical research that's resulted in several publications that are really directing the future of regenerative medicine. I was drawn to QC Kinetics after I reviewed their protocols, and everything they were doing is consistent with my own approach.
Today, Dr. Sheinkamp leads the entire team of medical professionals at QC Kinetics, taking this exciting medical breakthrough to a whole new level.
What we are doing at QC Kinetics is transforming lives.
Get lasting joint pain relief. Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation.
This is the future of medicine.
Call QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000. That's 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000.
Are you still holding on to that winter weight? Time to shed that fat and get ready for the warmer weather of spring with NJ Diet. For over a decade, they've helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. You are fully supervised the entire time to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. And you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, and Newark, Delaware, or available from home with live online consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before this summer with njdiet.com.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing, together millions of things for our planet. This spring, Fairmount Park Conservancy invites you to connect with your Philadelphia neighborhood parks. Join your local park friends group during Love Your Park Week in May. Or join us for weekly volunteer events all year long throughout the city. Fairmount Park Conservancy works with the City of Philadelphia and its communities to bring parks to life. For information and to sign up, visit myphillypark.org.
All Dom Giordano listeners, follow Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
All right, Dom Giordano's show, 855-839-1210. Coming up at 1:30, we'll talk with Camden County Commissioner Jeff Nash, who I commend for speaking out publicly about the kiddos over at Eastern High School in Voorhees who were planning to walk out because they're so outraged at what is going on with Israel, what Israel's doing here. What would they have them do specifically? You know, when that is asked, tell us that. You know what it comes down to. Just stop it. That's enough. Let Hamas continue, regroup, and come and savage you again. That's the reality of it. Let's go to Sean in Pottstown on Talk Radio 1210. Sean, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
So I was calling in to talk about what Gary had to say. I mean, I'm 23 years old. I know it's rare that you have listeners this young tuning in, but I called in before a couple of years ago, and I think the reason that you see, you know, only young people creating all this chaos and out there screaming and yelling at the protests is because they have nothing better to do. You know, the young people that are out there trying to afford homes, they don't have time for that kind of stuff.
Exactly. They have to work harder and smarter than ever. And these people at Columbia, up and down the line, any number of them have addresses that are mansions. They're going to school one way or another through their parents, $95,000 a year. And you're right. This is their fun. This is their outlet. Apparently, their academic course load, Sean, isn't that great. They don't have to work a part-time job. So this is what they're going to do. They're not fully representative, though, of this or any other previous generation.
No, yeah, and it speaks a lot to our current culture. I think that parents taking care of their kids all the way past college nowadays, you know, they don't have to really get out and experience real life. And once they get that, they tend to stop and they start leaning more conservative.
Sean, take me to one of your college parties. Do you guys talk politics now in college? Has things gotten that heated that at college parties? And if not, though, in social settings in general, are you hesitant to reveal that you're a conservative to your friends? Because Gary was implying that, like, you can't even talk about being a conservative if you're young and conservative.
There definitely is some truth to that. I mean, I've been canceled before, but that's because I tried to run for a school board back in 2020. But my college career didn't last that long. I was a freshman at Temple when COVID hit, and I just left after that. But yeah, I mean, if you were to be in, you wouldn't talk politics, especially not at a school like Temple.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, Sean, I hope you run for school board again. That's a great place to start.
Are you in a school to run for board, though?
Yeah. who's your annoying voice, Sean?
Seth Rogen.
That's a great one. He's just annoying in general. Put that one down. I might go with that one. Coming up, we're going to talk with Jeff. Well, let me go to Robert and Ben Salem. Commissioner Nash will be here shortly.
That's a great one.
Hey, Robert, good afternoon.
Hey, Tom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. I would like to respond to Gary a little bit. I was struck by something he said a while ago when he said that us Republicans are only going after the schools because they're controlled by Democrats. And it occurred to me that we're going after the schools because they're failing your kids, Gary. And I would submit the only reason you defend them is because they're Democrat. Okay? How did it go with the unions losing all them XL pipeline jobs? How long is unions going to put up with the Democrats lying to them and trying to buy their vote every 4 years before they wake up? And as far as the young people, this is nothing new, as you pointed out, Dom. These idiots have been trying to destabilize this country for the last 60 years. And there's one truism that will always stand in their way. Winston Churchill said it. If you're under 30 and you're not a liberal, you have no heart. And if you're over 30 and you're not a conservative, you have no brain. Okay? The failure of some people to grow up and cling to their views they had politically when they were a kid is decimating.
South Carolina residents are complaining that it's so noisy, they're calling the police, that it's that big of an issue.
Wow.
But you have news sources now, and I'm looking at RVA Mag, but this is multiple stories I'm seeing discussing how tasty cicadas are. Is that something you would try if they were on the menu, cicada, for an appetizer?
No, all this insect eating and all, and it's Bill Gates is one of these guys.
Yeah.
We're never going to be eating insects.
So I'm reading an account of a person eating a cicada, and I'm going to read back here. It says, "My first taste, I was frankly smitten. The best description I've come up with is a nutty mixture of soft-shell crab and boiled peanuts with a texture that's much more soft-shell crab if soft-shell crabs were the size of boiled peanuts. So good, like soft-shell crabs, they kind of pop in your mouth with flavor, revealing all sorts of complex flavors, and I'm here to report none of those flavors are at all buggy or gross." Calling it the shrimp of the land, Dom.
There is no way. I mean, certain things are embedded in us. We know certain things with insects. You know you're getting into dangerous territory.
Yeah.
Not working with all of your taste schemes. And
you don't even just try it once, like one little nibble to see what they taste like?
The only thing I've ever tried was octopus, and that was at a wine
octopus
tasting.
Octopus is good.
I liked it.
Get a nice little sear on it?
No, I liked it, and it was at a wine tasting with I had a taste in front of people, five or six, so who knows at that point what the taste was. But, yeah, octopus was okay.
How about crickets? You ever try a cricket?
No, I'm not trying any of that stuff. No insects.
Yeah.
That's off the board.
Kim Kardashian, Dom, losing followers. You know why?
How come?
Taylor Swift decided to diss her in a track, and she's now lost more than 100,000 followers on social media.
Well, by the way, not that I ever want to keep on bringing up Taylor Swift, but the Washington Post, of all people, National Review has it today, just said in this latest iteration, is she just creating misery? It's not just the guys. It's the, oh, woe is me with $1 billion and all this stardom, how difficult it is.
I'm rich.
It's going to collapse at a certain point here because it's built on stuff. It's toxic. She's toxic.
She is. Well, I didn't say that, Maisie. I love Taylor.
Yeah, why so successful? She's calling out the worst in females is what's going on here.
And, Dom, finally, if you want good role models for your kids, not like Taylor Swift, apparently, PBS Retro is launching. It's a new channel from PBS available on Roku and other streaming services featuring hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s like Thomas and Friends, Boomafoo, and Reading Rainbow, and some episodes of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So if you want some good stuff for your kids to watch, maybe give that a look. But that's all I got for Dan time today, Dom.
All right, big 2 o'clock hour. Julie Kelly is arguably the best investigative journalist on the side of what's happening with everything Trump. She's the one that broke loose this week and publicized what happened in the documents case. The complicity of all these agencies, maybe a dozen or more in the Biden administration, around the documents and what Judge Cannon released. She'll break that down. She's got a lot on the January 6th defendants and some projections into the future of how this plays out, all these Trump indictments. 855-839-1210, you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. Also, the NCAA governors, I'm looking for an account of this meeting today. You know that the much smaller NIIA, I think it is, the independent colleges, have banned transgender biological males in competition against females. Will the NCAA Governor's Board do anything about that today? 400 athletes signed a letter saying, you're a bigot if you do anything about it. I'll give you some of those names. We're waiting to see if the NCAA does that. I would be shocked, but they might. Big 2 o'clock hour here on Talk Radio 1210.
Although you try not to, most of us have used an ATM out of network. And at the end, you get that notice that it's going to cost you $4 extra.
Are you kidding me?
So you're paying money to get your own money. It makes you crazy. In retirement, you're going to want to use that 401k. But every time you dip into it, you have to pay taxes. Here we go again. You have to pay money to get your own money.
Oh, come on!
Jim Cipriotti and the Retire Ready Financial Group believes that every retirement plan needs a tax plan. Without it, you're using Uncle Sam's plan. And do you really think that's going to work in your favor? Call Retire Ready Financial Group today at 610-894-7415. That's 610-894-7415 and schedule a complimentary retirement consultation. Or you can find them online at retirereadyfg.com. Investment advisory services offered through Retire Ready Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through James V. Cipriotti, Retire Ready Financial Group, LLC, NPN number 208-3768.
Are you a caregiver that lives in Delaware County? The Delaware County Link to Aging and Disability Resources presents the 2024 Caregiver Academy Series. Join us for a series of meaningful, activity-focused information sessions on respite care for your loved ones. Presentations take place on April 9th, April 23rd, May 7th, May 21st, June 4th, and June 18th at the Good Neighbor Senior Center in Sharon Hill, PA, from 4 p.m. till 5:30 p.m. Call 484-540-0372 to register today.
Hey, Philly. Jason Kelce here. Even though I won't be playing on Sundays anymore, you can still find me at Lincoln Financial Field on Saturday, May 18th for the Eagles Autism Challenge presented by Lincoln Financial Group. This event raises millions of dollars to support autism research and care and gives you the chance to walk, run, or ride your bike beside your favorite Eagles players. Together, we can transform the lives of individuals affected by autism Register today at EaglesAutismChallenge.org, and I'll see you there.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200. Per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.